Okay. So the next Pirush HaMishnah is a one from Brachis, Perek Tes Mishnah Hei. The one that starts Kol Chaisim Brach Shavim Mikdash HaImrim Ad Olam. So we'll skip down a bunch of them because they're just titles of the words. And he goes on the Pshat, Va'arka and Hevi Rael Kol Oivron Tekonis HaHeim. So when it says the mission of Nema Isas Hashem Feyotar Secha is HaKadosh Baruch Hu will at some point be Pireya from them. V'zeh Shem Feyotar Secha Isas Hashem. Aval, Mi Sheyazev HaPosik Al Siduroi. A person who leaves the Pasik the way it says, Isas Hashem Feyotar Secha, V'fasher V'yom Isas Feyotar Secha, Yoyma, he has a new Pshat Rambam. When the time comes to that a person needs to get the oynish for what he did, there will be all sorts of mahalchim to trip up a person to do an aveira, should be probably that the oynesh should come be mishpat. So he says this is an extraordinary point that when a person deserves an oynesh for things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will find a way for him to trip him up on a particular aveira in order to have a specific oynesh for a specific aveira. You find it in different places in Navi Merumas, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu tripped him up because of the aveiras he did and so on. It's the pshat's like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mahalach of mishpat is that there is visible tit for a tat. In other words, the question of whether it's b'mishpat or not is not a question of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nice or fair or whatever it is. The question is, is it done through a process that to us, we see the darkei mishpat? Mostly find the pasuk that there was malachim imin, malachim ismoil, and Chazal said is mamaminim, and these were masmilim, the kategas with sanegers. The whole point of that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates for us a mahalach to see the mishpat. If I don't see the mishpat, it's exes akosuv, and it's not mishpat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu beinoy b'lasme kaviyochol, but it doesn't mean anything. Darche mishpat means he works in the world with drachim that justice is seen also. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu manages to find something to be able to do midah neged midah so that it becomes apparent that you're doing it, this is the reason why it happened. Bezenyin orach v'rochek omakor, so this is very deep and very far. This is something that really is we're going to have to speak about b'chlal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gzeiras on people. Valkein al tevakesh mimeni ato binyan azeh shani boi el levaya divra medabim bolvad al derech pirish pashut b'chol dvarav. I'm just going to, because I would have to digress terribly, allow me just to say how the thing is kipshutai. Ki divra akosiv yuvat l'tzasim tzasim yinahu b'chein divra chachomim. There are stiris in psukim, there are stiris in chazal, and you need to have a clear path to understand it all. Aval yisoid hu, ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu yigmol l'toivim v'yanesh haroim. So the first, the aleph is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives schar to good people and oynesh for yishoim. V'akoyl b'mishpat, and all of it fits into a derech mishpat. Ki chein heir olav aposuk mishpat av yishoim. And again, like I said before, it means mishpat is not that in some abstract way HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mishpat, it means it's something that we can deheres mishpat. Shenema ki chod rochav mishpat ke lemuna v'novel. V'derech hatzedek behem em b'choyles la'odom la'hasigoy. Kasha em b'koyles echod l'yosich l'kol da'as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To understand all of Darek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the entire picture and the entire cheshbon is beyond Hasagas Adam. In other words, there's no way I can sit down and take all Darkei Hashem and make and put the puzzle together. And the pasuk has told us that there's no way we could possibly know and understand all of his what's the reasoning that goes into everything, the rationale. Where's the positive? Ushama, ki govu shamayim ma'aretz, ken govu drachim da'achecha, mashavis ha'mashav seichem. Hashem Baruch Hu says, my machshavis are as distant from your machshavis as heavens to earth. You're clueless as to what is the chachma, or the reasoning behind Darkei Hashem. Valkein yesh lecha lismoich al yisrael hazeh. So we do need to we do need to be soimech on this yisoid that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is b'mishpat. V'altashke nafsho l'hamik acha inyan hazeh. But don't go further than that. Ki kol mishachaka acha ma shetarseinu v'zolose yisig mamash. Because the people who tried to, even Tamechom, didn't get very far. Alo k'moy she'omer aleh mashon tzol b'mayim adirin v'lech eras b'yodei. In other words, I think if I can make a bottom line out of it, we know that all Darkei HaKadosh Baruch Hu are mishpat. It means that there will be many pieces that we will see and they have something, and that's the first point that he makes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu deliberately will bring in some issue so that I will deher a mishpat out of this. I'll deher a mida keneged mida, but don't think that you ever have this whole picture and you really understand it. If you see that I do try to give you certain insights and understandings, don't think I mean it in absolute sense. If you look carefully into it, if you see people speaking about this, that sounds right. If you peel away a layer, you'll see shu kesef sigim mitzup al cheres v'shav kushis. There are always kashes and issues. Ubachoyne yachs mashamatecha v'neva drei v'advorim v'chiv asfarim. And l'maisa, you'll always have to come back to the point that we can't understand it all. Avol divra philosoph miyahu v'ma bikim philosophia. The people who are philosophers, udova mufloik ma'oid v'omeg etzach ha'gomis rabbis. V'harogil b'chochmes. So he says, to able to really get some understanding of it, you'd have to know a lot of philosophy. Means I guess what's the right word for it? General knowledge, understanding, wisdom. It's not v'harogil b'chochmes. V'ish hamaskil halevu v'yosem aliba dvar mehem v'yikshas divreim im divrei akos reina satev v'chayyem v'sachayim v'satoiv ois b'ois. So a person will take and understand how this fits into Bechira and to Chaim HaSatoiv. He will use some of the points I made. And you'll see that many of the things that people have come up with that are wise have a sheresh lemak in the psukim. V'ein ze mokum lahavi shama davar ze lulei asher kivanti kishiyava zeicha davar binyan emuna levaya bei me'at ki yoke be'einai lelamid ikam ikra das v'emuna yisuf kol shalom dehu. So Rambam says a fascinating point. He says, really, there's no reason in the world why this whole Indian should be over here. Why I should explain it to you in brachas and pirshas mishnayos. In other words, it's really, really going off on a tangent of a tangent. But he said, it's to me so precious, the yonim of Emunis and Deis, that whenever I have a chance, I will segue and explain it. I assume the Rambam had not yet conceived of making the Mishnah Torah, and certainly not Mor Nevuchim, and he didn't feel he would have a platform where to express these things. I mean, his platform is Meintayim, it's only the Pirshas Mishnayos and maybe the Sefer Mitzvahs, he thought. So he felt that he would explain it here. So he says, whenever I have a chance to explain it, I'll explain it. But the takeaway points from what he's saying is, on the one hand, we know that Kol Drachav Mishpat, part of that results in Anhaga, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries to give us some inkling, some point of it, and that's appropriate. But the whole picture itself is huge. It requires an understanding, a bigger understanding of wisdom, and Bimela said, is, you know, and still, at the end of the day, even after having all the understanding, there's no way, by definition, that we could be makiv the entire Anhaga. Let me add just a point of clarity to that as well. Why is it like that? So one thing we can say is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is smarter than us. He's more smart than us. That would be so much, much smarter. Okay, that's a good explanation. But it's not like that at all. It's much, much deeper than that. Let's give a mashal. Imagine a person is running a huge firm, and the firm has many departments, and the departments are not in the same building, they're not in the same city even, and he's got, you know, manufacturing here, research development here, legal counsel here, marketing there, and he sits with each department and tuzaduch with them, you know, what they see and what they think and so on. So we need to have more advertising, what kind of advertising, this and the other thing, and such advertising, and he has a whole, and then all of a sudden they get an email from him, no more advertising for the next month or two. It makes no sense in the context of what they spoke about. So the marketing department can sit and scratch their heads all day. They're not going to figure it out, because they don't know that the company is about to hatch a new gadget, and the advertising is going to have to focus on that. So within marketing, it doesn't make sense not to do a marketing run now. It's the holidays, it's not the holidays, whatever it is that marketing would require to have a nice campaign. But there's a bigger cheshbon to that. The person in research and development does understand why we're not going to look at further ramifications of something, but he knows that the lawyers have told him that there's, if they try to get into it, they're going to have major lawsuits and it's going to be tied up and frozen and so on. So everyone has only a chelik, and the chelik can never understand the whole by definition. The chelik means that my whole world is research and development, my whole world is marketing, my whole world is legal counsel. So it's only the one who's kolel everything. By definition, the biggest nafkemina between the bayer and the nivra is the bayer is kolel all, and the nivra is always a chelik. The nivra is never more than a chelik. So if we're to look at the at the major distinction between HaKadosh Baruch and the Bria, between the Bria and the Nevraim, it's a distinction of koil to chelik. And the chelik, by definition, you can never put the entire thing into part of something. That's something that's impassable. So b'meila, it doesn't free us from looking at things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does want to make it that we should understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates these little, the person being Oyvan Avera, so that so that people at least will see that, you know, yes, he's doing wrong and he's getting punished. But to think that we can exhaust the entire cheshbon, that's absolutely silly. Okay, The next piece is the first piece. Yeah, sure. Yes, he's going to trip him up on an Aveira that will sort of project. Let's give a mashal. Imagine you have a... Not even with Shemaim. Let's give an example. Imagine you have you're teaching this class, and you have a kid who's very, very, very bright, and he's coasting, and he manages to pull off hundreds because he's coasting. But he's coasting because he's bright. And you really want to change that. So you will do your best to trip him up on a test that will especially be hard if you don't study, and it will show it more than anything else. You're going to bedafka try to illuminate to him and say, even if you're very bright, you can't do it if you don't work at it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to demonstrate that, and that's how he demonstrates it, by showing us these things. Okay, next piece is a Rambam, beginning, it's the next Mishnah, actually, technically, in Masechta Peah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. It says, Ve'inyan, it says in the Mishnah there, Eildon Shechel Perasem Barel Mazer, Kenkez Olam Haba. Masha Oymelecha, Ki HaMitzviz Kulom Nechlokim Mitchila Shnei Chalokim. Mitzvahs are divided into two. Achelek Echad is Mitzvah Mechad Esladim B'Nafshoi, B'Mashesh B'Noyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kegoyin Tzitzis U'Tfilin V'Shabes V'Akum. Achelek Asheni B'Mitzvah Tuiz B'Telos B'Eldim K'tzasim K'tzasam, Goyin Asalak Neva V'Inoa V'Eva Netira, Goyin Atzivu B'Avis Yishas Chaveroi, V'Shalai Yosis Adam Lazik L'Chaveroi, V'Yam L'Adam Re'ehu, U'Kobid Ovis, Hachom Shein Ovis, V'Akol K'Sheyase, Ha'odom mitzvahs hamiyuchadus lenafshoi meishonu ben boiran techoshev leletztoka v'imla kach brachol alam haba kama shabal perichelik. So mitzvahs ben odom lamokim, their natural arena is olam haba, because that's the essence of these mitzvahs. They are spiritual activities, and b'meila it brings me into a spiritual world. U'kishiyas odom mitzvahs atluyus telos pnei odom zem zeh. If a person does a mitzvah that's not a chaveroi, it has an olam haba element, because I'm doing it as a tziva Hashem. It has also a dimension. The mitzvah itself has a bein adam lachaveroi dimension. So he says that when a person does the good in this world, and then other people reflect that, he gets the schar. So we get schar in this world because the mitzvah has an aspect to it of this world. And also I think he's trying to be like the word perisehem, because good that you do over here, fast is good. Gmilas chesed is a klolistic term that includes all types of anu chaveri. V'sim libcha lehem kichein timtzoim. Sharei hilal azokin k'shom la'anochi lambeini toir al regal echad. Amalei daloch bish lechavalei sabit. O kishetach al inin azeh, timotzei talmatoiru shokul kenegda koil. Ki vitalmatoiru yizkarim lekol zeh, kama shibarnu chuzvainu shatalmeri maisa. So he says, talmatoiru also includes in itself, that are, the talmatoiru includes in itself everything also. It's, Talmud Torah, in a certain sense, is not only another mitzvah, it's a different layer of ruchnis in a person. In other words, when I teach a person, so it's a root for everything. Saibon Anamok, Saibon Chaveri. So Talmud Torah has in itself that element. But by and large, the mitzvahs that are present, are things that they have a bit Admon Chaver aspect to it. So that means the nature of the good that you're doing with the mitzvah includes this world and the world to come. And Bemele, you have both. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to stop here. I hope, Mr. Hashem, I'll be able to work out at some point. Whatever, I just have to, it's a more of a technical thing. Or maybe we'll start a little earlier. Maybe we'll start like, what? Okay, Tzvi, take care. Kol tov, bye, good night.